Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, July 13th. In the news this morning, overnight E-buy prices were December corn up 3.5 cents at 536.5, September wheat down 6 cents at 634.75, November beans up 8.75 cents at 1359. Corn and beans were lower right around 7 o'clock this morning. And then corn rallied a dime, beans rallied a dime. And not sure what caused it. Haven't seen anything on the weather front that really looks significantly different. It's raining here in Chicago at the moment. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot of rain around, though. So maybe they took out a few raindrops. The other thing could be Chinese buying out here. But I have my doubts about that. Didn't see any export sales here this morning. I don't think we're gonna for a while. The market's still trading the reports. Again, the two things I take away from the report are number one, the small spring wheat number 345, 345 million bushels. I mean, it's just too low. Minneapolis wheat was up 4.75 cents overnight, making a new contract high. So Minneapolis gained about a dime 11 cents on Chicago. Again, overnight. And I think that trend's going to continue here for a while till we ration out what's going to be a very small spring wheat crop out here. Crop ratings weren't a huge surprise out there. Corn increased 1%, good to excellent. Beans were up. Well, beans were steady. Corn was up 1 percentage point. Really didn't see much else out there. Spring wheat, you know, continues to be a mess out here. Doesn't seem to be getting any better. I don't expect it will unless we get some very good rains. And, you know, with the good rains, just wash away what's left of the crop out there. I mean, I think it's very serious what's happening in the Northwest. But ultimately, I don't think it has a whole lot to do with what's happening in the Midwest. We've had plenty of rains around the country. We're going to get warm in the next 2 weeks. By next week, we're going to be pushing in the high 80s, low 90s, but nothing too extreme out here for the time being. We could actually use a little sunshine and heat on these crops now. So I think we're in pretty good shape out here. The dollar is up 45 ticks, 92.71. So that's always a little bit stressful on the grains. So I just wish I knew why the corn and beans rallied here to a dime. But I'm guessing that we've got a legitimate shot at a turnaround Tuesday out here. We were higher yesterday, maybe lower today when it's all said and done. But it really comes down into the corn. What do the funds want to do? They're long 200,000 contracts of corn, 100,000 contracts of beans. You know, what do they want to do out here? I think it's a very precarious position for these guys to be in. They're counting on the fact that the Dakotas and Minnesota yields are going to be lower than the increases that we're going to see in other parts of the country. I'm not sure that's going to be the case. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.